This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Femi Kuti is a Nigerian Afrobeat musician who blends his native highlife with American jazz and funk. It's a style originated by his father, Fela Kuti. Femi inherited his father's controversial and visionary attitude about telling political stories with his music. Femi Kuti sings about Africans suffering from poverty, government corruption, and international neglect. His new CD is Live at the Shrine. Producer Derek Rath has more.
Like his father, Femi Kuti pulls no punches in his songs, the lyrics of which are an angry indictment of the injustices he sees suffered by the poor and disenfranchised at home, and the apathy towards them abroad.
So if you ask me, is the government of Nigeria good? I'll answer you straightforward, no. If you tell me, do I like the American government? I'll be straightforward with you, no. Because they have the power to solve the problem of the world today, and they are not doing it. It causes problem for every other individual, even the artist. Because then we cannot even go on tour to play good music. Life is killed. The joy of life is killed.
But the truth of the matter, we say, them disguise another way to continue their crooked ways. Oh, yes, them bobo, them bobo, them bobo.
Femi's new album is a twin CD DVD release titled Live at the Shrine. The Shrine refers to the nightclub built in the then capital city of Lagos by his father, Fela Kuti.
It was the name my father gave his club where he worshipped his ancestors, our ancestors.
The Shrine had become a target during the 70s and 80s when authorities sought to punish Fela Kuti for his vocal attack on the corrupt politics of Nigeria.
He never owned the land, so he always got kicked out of one club or the other, but he still renamed it the Shrine. The last place was where he believed he even bought the land, and then the argument started that it was just a rentage and blah. So he was in court for about 10 years. So when he died, the landowners went back to court and we lost the case.
Fela Kuti's political struggle cost him much more than the Shrine. In the mid-70s, government vigilantes burnt down Fela's family compound, resulting in his mother's death. All this left a mark on the teenage Femi Kuti, and he vowed to rebuild the Shrine as a permanent center for community activity and activism in Lagos. No longer just a nightclub, the Shrine has been reborn with a communal kitchen and will soon house a library.
So this one is different in the sense that we own the land, and my sister and myself and most of the people involved in it believe in it, and we are all determined to make the place work.
I want to be free from all this politics. I want to be free from all these politicians. I want to be free from all these corrupt monsters. We want to chop men.
So we have a minimum of 2,000 people every night. We play four times a week. We play two times free for the people. Where we have our rehearsal days, but it's like a concert because we maintain the standard of the band. The most expensive night is $1, nearly $2. It's where we understand the situation of the country, where it's not a money venture. For the first time in Nigeria, the poor man can walk into a place and feel important. We're singing about the situation. We have no light, no water. We're complaining with the songs, and we're all ready to do something about it.
Femi sees the new Shrine as being just as needed today as it was in his father's time.
All the things my father complained about in the 70s, when I was a teenager, 13 or so, at 43, it's getting more ridiculous. It's terrible now, the situation I'm in. And then when I think of my son at 9, what will happen to him at 10, at 20? We'll still have no light. The corruption will be worse because the children of all these politicians that have taken over, they are buying cars, building houses, the security of the nation, everybody is afraid. I mean, we could go on all night complaining about Nigeria and Africa, so that's why my songs are probably more aggressive in this sense.
Everywhere I go,
I see injustice in the form of government and then no sense policies. Marxism, socialism, call it what you want. Capitalism and now the same oppression day. Injustice, misuse of power and now them specialty. Always pretending that they want to help the human race. 1, 2, 3, 4, waiting in the waiting for.
Nigeria, home to 25% of Africa's population, serves as an example of today's global conflicts. It's oil-rich, but with little trickle-down benefits to a largely poverty-stricken population. A north-south collision of Muslim and Christian interests, as well as ethnic conflict among indigenous groups, contribute to a volatile social cocktail.
There are so many hundreds of thousands of young boys in Africa now. No shoes, no clothes, no money. They don't eat. They live under the bridge. In Lagos, it's disgusting. And they are growing in 5 years. These boys that are 5 will be 10. Those that are 10 will be 15. 15 will be 20. So when you understand that kind of mathematics, it's really scary.
Femi hopes that the internet and today's global communications networks can quickly spread awareness to the world. But, he says, the old established political order, represented by the United States and Europe, appears reluctant to effect change. And Femi is losing his patience with even well-intentioned awareness efforts of events like the recent Live 8 concert.
Your questions, they annoy me because they are American questions. And the Americans don't want to see it from the perspective of the African man. Like the World AIDS concert, sorry, a concert to bring awareness to who? It has to just be to the Americans and Europeans that don't want or have not heard all these years the plight of the African man. But if you want to make me aware of my problem, I have no light. I'm in a dictatorship government that the country is awful, stinking, dirty. And in 2 or 10 years' time, we are going to be eradicated from the face of this earth. I know the problem, so you cannot make me aware of it.
Despite his cynicism about Live 8, Femi Kuti believes that a sincere effort from Hollywood to put the spotlight on Africa could motivate Westerners to work for change on that continent. Until then, Femi strives to emulate other musicians of conscience, who refuse to be silent in the face of injustice.
You can't run away from the truth. You have to confront it. And that's the way I see it. Bob Marley did it, Fela did it, many people. Miles did it, Coltrane did it in his way. Coltrane and Miles didn't even have to talk. They just played and people were conscious. So what I'm saying, interviews and things, maybe the state of which we are at in life today, it's not about talking really, it's action.
One more time.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.
Femi Kuti's newest album is called Live at the Shrine.